Welcome back to another episode of the Chasing Tone Podcast, Mark 2, or Version 2, I guess we should say.
Just the two of us.
A partial revamp of what Chasing Tone is. So if you've watched the videos in the past, you saw that there were three of us. Our loving Travis has moved on to greener pastures. Still love him. But it's
not like that situation where like your pet dies and your parents tell you he went to a big farm. Like, he actually did go somewhere else. I like to believe, anyways.
You're not dead. I believe in you.
So we thought it'd be cool to actually just, let's do some episodes out at the Shred Shed.
It's true.
Right? At the Shred Shed. And, actually use guitars, demonstrate some stuff, play some pedals for once, rather than just talking about pedals. You know?
Two guys, two guitars.
Exactly. So today we'll talk about the trio. We'll talk about how amazingly, creatively inspiring the Digitech RP6 was
sure.
not for me. back in the day I loved it, but not so anymore. And what happens whenever you use like a JFET or an analog style preamp in front of or behind that. So without that, let's get into it.
Boom.
So that's the trio. That's the band in the box pedal.
Who needs a bass player?
No bass player needed.
I know.
Which means you can get rid of your couch.
Now, send us your best bass player jokes.
Put it here. No, so this is like a really cool pedal, man, especially for practicing. So what you do, like, you play like a really basic intro, because you don't want to be like, you don't want to do something like that. You have to, whenever you're recording it, whenever you're setting it up, you have to go something more like, and the reason is you're setting the beat with your picking, and it's listening to what tones you're playing. So if you do a bunch of little lick stuff in there, then it kind of screws up the bass pattern.
So what you're saying is it's witchcraft.
It is witchcraft, yes.
I don't know if I trust
it. We should burn it.
We should. Dunk it in holy water.
but I mean, it's cool. So I'll get down here and play around with it a little bit. So obviously I just recorded that pattern. But it's got all different kinds of styles. You can change the time. You can speed it up and slow it down. I'll show you. Let me play some stuff. Hopefully I'm not in the way of the camera.
That's where you're methed out bass players. That's where you're drunk bass players.
Do what?
So that's where you're methed out bass players. So that's where you're drunk bass players.
Okay, so I'll... setting. There's a blues setting, a pop setting, an alt-rock setting, rock setting, country, getting old, R&B, and jazz. So
you need like a drunk crowd setting where it just claps on one and three the whole time.
That's in revision, too. I'm sure that's in the works.
Tap tempo on that, getting back to two and four. Right.
So let me just like sweep through the pop and the alt-rock and all that stuff real quick. Like the jazz setting, which means the random notes that don't really need to be there, right? That's what jazz is. It's just like random notes, right?
Sure. Go back to the one. See, I meant to do that.
It's not following the pentatonic.
It's like the video of Frank Chat. Just see if we can't get a clip of that. He's playing the piano.
We've got to get a clip of that.
And now.
That's awesome. So yeah, like it's like I actually like to use this pedal just if I want just 10 minutes of practice, right?
Sure.
So I'll come out here, you know, 10 o'clock at night or something, and just play it. And just even if I'm just practicing some basic licks, I can turn the bass all the way down and just use the drums, you know, and just kind of use that to even like mess around with some different licks or some different riffs and stuff.
10 minutes only at a time. It's like 4 minute abs. If you go any more than 10 minutes, you'll know.
Yeah, it's exactly like 4 minute abs.
Exactly. I've done a lot of 4 minute abs. Can't say that straight face. My wife's like, liar.
So, it's super easy. You like click it twice and hold it down, and it erases the pattern you're on. Then you click it once, and that starts the recording process. Click it again, that stops the recording process. So that's all on the bypass switchy there that does all that stuff.
The switchy.
Yeah. So and once it's recorded, like, it's there. So as I click the switch, it's still there. So.
Sounds like it could be like theme music, just like walking in the fridge.
So, yeah, man, it's a fun little tool. And right now, I actually have it ran out into the mixer. So what you're hearing is like the actual mixer mix. I'm sure that's technically correct. The mixer mix.
Mixer mix a lot.
Now, you can just run it into your guitar amp. And at that point, like, the drums and bass are actually EQ'd to be ran through a guitar amp.
Oh.
Clean. You got to have it clean or it'll distort, of course. Sure. But, it's kind of set up for that, which is really cool. So right now, like, my output's going to my amp. So that's just a guitar passing through. Drums and bass are going over there. So, and let me mess with the bass and drum setting real quick. So you really can create like your own mix, you know, how much bass you want, how much drums you want, what style you want.
That's awesome.
The only thing you can't do is, I haven't found a way to do like double bass.
Yeah, like
a double bass drum pattern. And maybe I'm just not playing the right stuff. Every time I chicken pick, it just does not do a double bass thing.
I wonder why. That's a higher power telling you. No.
Spraying the water bottle. So, yeah, man. That's cool.
Awesome.
You want to play something real quick?
Sure.
Want to trade off some 16s?
Sure.
you want a different pattern? You just want to go off this?
Let's go off that.
Okay.
Listen to it. Get in the groove here.
I'll play rhythm first. You lost the mojo.
Oh, battery shut off. Are you serious?
That's a great place to stop here. So what kind of power supply are you using that you just lost some battery on?
Excellent. Well, it's actually a tribute to how cool the battery is. It's the Pedal Train Volto. It's supposed to run like all your pedals nonstop for like 6 hours. But I've actually used it like 4 3-hour rehearsals now, plus the 35 minutes before I got fired. and it's ran, but the battery literally just stopped. So kudos, Pedal Train. If you want to send me another one. No, I'm just joking. No, but I really do like it. It's pretty cool. It has 2 9-volt outs on it. It's lithium ion. You plug it up via micro USB. Usually I just like plug it in my car on the way here in a cigarette lighter. It's that cool.
So question is, did you plug it into the cigarette lighter?
Am I fired? Stay tuned.
So no, that answer would be no.
No, I didn't. Because I'm going to be fired. No. But I look down, I'm like, oh, there's no more blinking lights. But it literally ran strong until it died. So thanks.
So let this be a lesson. And if you
you're
making a video that requires the power, don't charge anything.
No, don't do that. The audience loves that, for serious.
So I have a question now. Let's say that you're playing a gig and it just stops. It's sure. Sort of like a master bite. Well, you can't use a buffered pedal, so you have no power.
I do have a backup plan for this, right?
Okay.
So everything, all my drives and one delay are on a 3-part daisy chain. So like if worse comes to worse, I plug a wall wart into the wall. Then I plug it the other end of my daisy chain. I have 3 pedals that are active.
So you can still run it like you would like a yeah. one spot or a traditional
yeah.
power supply.
Absolutely. Just
run it to the wall and you got power again.
All the same daisy chains and everything.
So you don't be like, you're not going to be at the gig going, all I need is 45 minutes.
All I need is 9 9-volt batteries. We can just take them out of your smoke detector. Let's do this. No, yeah, I mean, 3 or 4 minute, change. I usually have one plugged in just in case. You can literally do it before the end of the song, so.
That's cool, man.
I let the battery run down just as an example of a segue to lead in. No, I didn't.
Completely planned.
It was dumbassery at its finest.
Dumbassery.
it's English. Look it up.
I'm going to look that up on the Wikipedia real quick. Webster's. That's probably
define dumbassery.
Ask Siri what that means.
Siri just says you. No.
All I could find was this, and it's a picture of Max.
Me holding the power in the Volto. No, but yeah, it really is a great power supply. I'm just, I'm lazy. It's it's inherent quality.
So as far as the Truro goes, like, what do you think? Is that, what's it, like $300 bucks? I think that's $300 bucks or something?
It's like definitely that? Cool, yeah. It's like, I'm trying to think, TC's Diddle Looper is cool because, like, it can do, like, your own patterns. But this is, like, mm-hmm. if you're looking for something more of, like, a live setting or, mm-hmm. like, a mock live setting, I think it would be awesome, man.
What I did, actually, we just filmed a video for it yesterday that probably might be out in a couple weeks. But what I did is I ran the Truro into my Diddle Looper. And so what I did is, I would play, I recorded the part on the Truro. So you have bass and drums.
Sure.
And then I hit the Diddle Looper and recorded the rhythm guitar.
Oh, that's cool.
And then I turned off the Truro, so then on my Ditto, what I had was bass, drums, guitar. Like, basically like a little backing band. And then I practiced, you know what I mean?
Who needs personal interaction anymore?
You know, this is, so next time, all you need is to go to your gig with your Truro, your vocal mic, your guitar, and charge them $500.
Then they'll start wanting to split with your pedal, and you're like, that's an awkward situation. Then you have a VH1 behind the music. I don't know what that's supposed to mean. I'm just riffing here.
All right, cool. Well, let's take some questions. Good place to take some questions.
Sure.
Dryer Projects writes in, I have a pretty decent multi-effects unit that I use with a handful of analog boxes. I'm pretty happy with it as a small, movable setup. My friend built me a little 2-preamp box a while back and suggested I use it with the multi-effects. What do you think? Can using a tube or analog preamp in coordination with a digital effect get the best of both worlds, or am I fooling myself? If it can help, where should it go?
All right, Dryer, I've actually set up a little multi-effects unit for you. It's actually a Digitech RP6, which was really cool back in the day,
sure.
I guess. Sure, we'll go with that. It actually was one of my first units that I ever had. Not this one, but one like this. I had an RP5. An RP10 I had an RP7 as well.
CP30?
Back, you were probably like three when I had those. It was like back in the early 90s, I think, or something. I tried to get like the best distortion sound I could through this to really kind of show you what happens whenever you run that into an analog box. So I've got the talent booster there, which is, for all intents and purposes, it's kind of like the EP booster. It's a JFET style booster, a little bit of coloring. So it's on its own is really cool. Whenever you put it in front or behind a multi-effects unit, it doesn't do a whole lot, to be honest with you. First of all, let me just do like a bass tone so you see where I'm coming from. And then I'll turn the pedal on and play something similar. And you'll see what I mean. It doesn't change a whole lot when it's behind it. Or in front of it, but we'll do that in a minute.
Got a lot of sound in that one.
It's got sound. it makes the sounds.
Might not be good sound. But.
So I set that to be at unity volume, which means there's no boost in volume. Same thing. And here we go. Watch for the gigantic amount of change. Back.
Explosion. Whole lot of change.
Tons of difference. So much difference you may not be able to tell.
It's a whole lot warmer.
Me? All right, so let me switch it around real quick. Take me just a second. We'll put it in front of it and see what happens then.
Fast forward to seeing like MTV Cribs.
Okay, so now I'm going into the talent booster, the JFET style boost, into... I'm boring him already.
That was post-launch yawn. That's a given.
Like 30 seconds into it, you're like, God, this guy's just boring me.
Oh, big and loaded fries are kicking my butt here.
Don't even tempt me. That sounds so good.
Oh, they were good.
Bacon loaded fries. Everything is better with bacon.
It's true. My heart doesn't think so, but they were good.
You need baby aspirin just in case?
Some nitro.
Yeah. Okay, so anyways, guitar stuff. Going into the talent booster, into the Digitech RP6 with the amazing distortion.
Prepare to be wowed.
Yes. Here's the change. Oh, let me turn it off first. Just so we can make sure. Here we go. Now, check this out.
Feel like rocking.
Yeah.
Haunting mids. Very haunting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got nothing here.
So to answer your question, if you're using a multi-effects, you might get a little more coloration, low, high-end roll-off, a little warmer EQ, I guess, with using some sort of tube box, maybe, possibly. Probably not a whole lot of difference, though. Like, if I was really wanting to change my sound, I probably, the first thing I'd do is go to eBay and sell it. And then I would probably, and this is like if I'm really obsessed about guitar tone, if I'm just like messing around at home and, you know, it's just what I do for the pastime, I probably would just stick with it and, you know, just be happy with it. But if I'm obsessed about guitar tone, yeah, I mean, it's a digital unit. I mean, it's, you know, we can get better sounds now with pedals and, amps.
Anything else, really.
Basically, pretty much. Yeah, so, not to knock Digitech, they're doing great stuff nowadays.
Oh, yeah.
But with multi-effects, you kind of, you kind of sacrifice most of the time. You kind of sacrifice something. If you have a small package, being the enclosure size, you're probably not going to get, 85 different amazing overdrives and distortions and fuzzes. True. And, because that stuff is really in the analog realm to really do it right. Delays and stuff. Delays and reverbs. You could use a multi effect style. I think H9 is a popular one.
There's
a couple things that have come out that's pretty decent. I'm still, as far as the overdrive part, the distortion part, any sort of dirt.
Analog. Needs to be, it almost has to be like individual units. Like, there's a lot of great like delay machines out there. Like TC is doing awesome stuff right now, and
Strymon,
yeah, of course, you know, but yeah. Dirt boxes you need an individual pedal.
So hope that answers your question.
Adrian Castro writes in, "Hey guys, so my friend has got this awesome Marshall MOSFET Reverb 100 from the 80s, and it sounds absolutely amazing. Great cleans, awesome crunch, just amazing. But someone told me that it doesn't have tubes. This just confused the crap out of me. Could you guys explain a bit more for those of us who aren't so amp savvy? Thanks, and come on."
Good question, Adrian. The answer to that is actually pretty simple. You can use MOSFETs, and JFETs, and all kinds, Boba FETs, and all kinds of FETs to distort a signal. So even though it says Marshall on it, and I'm assuming it doesn't have tubes. I didn't look it up online, and I don't recall. But you don't have to have tubes to create distortion. For example, the pedals that we have, we don't have tubes in them. They are using op amps, JFETs, and...
For serial?
For serial, yeah. Captain Crunch. Exactly. Yes, it's just a different way of making distortion. Does it sound better or worse? I don't know. You can make all that technology, all the different type of topology. You can make it sound good. You also make it sound bad. And the same thing with tubes. You can make it sound good, and you can make it sound bad.
That's true.
You've probably played some bad tube amps. I know I have.
Quite a few, yeah.
And I've played some distortion boxes, not ours, that sound really great. Ours are mediocre at best.
The Leviathan sounded awesome.
It's awesome. there's not really like a hard and fast rule. You don't have to have tubes in your preamp overdrive, whatever, to have distortion. So, hope that answers your question. All right, so that's the show for today. Odd that we're in a totally different place, but it felt cool. We jammed. We had some jamming going on.
Jam.
I played both licks that I know.
Me too.
And
for the E chord I've been working on.
Exactly.
Turned out good.
Exactly. E, A, and B. Today.
In the shred shed, if you will.
The shred shed. I like it. So, all right. So if you're listening on the podcast, you have any questions, make sure you email, podcast@wamplerpedals.com.
Yeah.
If you forget that, go to our website, shoot us a mail from there. There's a contact form there on the website. If you watch this on YouTube, make sure you like, comment, and subscribe if you're not subscribed. So until next week. Thanks for watching.